Welcome back to I Am Live. Let's see what's happening in the tech space. Two things that I want to mention this evening. Firstly, what's happening in France with regards to artificial intelligence, or that which we know as AI. In France, Paris, the beautiful romantic city, they've invested, get this, 200 billion euros in setting up AI giga factories. Now, what does that mean? It means it's a massive server with massive accessibility to people, accessibility for young people to connect to AI. They're trying their best to get it open so that the people from Europe can access this AI, and then by all means limit the way that we use it to cheat on our assignments. So they've embedded certain things, and I think ChatGPT is also trying to do it now. They've embedded certain things that will enable you to, when you use it for assignment and a teacher marks it, she would be able to see whether you've used ChatGPT and literally just copy and pasted it. Cool endeavor. Nightmare for some that's using ChatGPT for this functionality. But can you imagine 200 billion euros. Do you know how much is a billion? A billion is 1,000 million. So that will then be 200,000 million. Yes, euros. Which translates roughly to about... trying my quick math here, should be about 400 billion rand translated. Amazing. Then something that's happening all over the world, Australia is doing it now, and now recently saw an article that Scotland is doing the same thing, which is cool. Scotland is starting a smartphone ban. Now, Scotland is only doing it in school hours, so you're not allowed to have a smartphone during school hours, which is something that South Africa does. But if the greater continent or the greater world is seeing that, listen, there's hazards for these things for young people, then it should be something that we should take note of. Now, what's happening in Europe, certain parts of Europe, certain parts of Australia, you are not allowed to have a smartphone unless you're 16 years old. I absolutely love this, because you know how frustrating it is in church. So we're sitting in church, we're doing children's ministry, everything's going well, they're listening to the stories, they're doing their crafts, they're loving it. One guy gets bored, because that happens when you're addicted to cell phones. He takes out his cell phone, and you no longer have the ability or to speak to the crowd, because they no longer have your attention. All of a sudden, it's like a piece of chocolate that's dropped on the floor and all the ants are going their way. That is literally what we see in children's ministry. People just flock to the cell phone. Kids just flock to the cell phone. Why? Because they do not have the mental capacity, the mental ability to realize, like, this thing is dangerous. I'm addicted to the screen time. And this one guy would play on his phone, and 15 people would walk out and look at how the way that he plays his phone. They're not doing anything. They just check what games is he playing, how's it looking, and whatever. It's like this immediate magnet. Please, people, if you've got young children, don't give them your phone. It's dopamine. Dopamine is, it's something that your brain releases. It's hormones, dopamine, and your kid gets addicted to that dopamine kick. You're probably also addicted to it. Every time you open up social media, for some reason your brain releases dopamine and you're just addicted to it. That's why you're checking your social media constantly, because you need that dopamine fix. You're not addicted to social media, you're addicted to the dopamine fix that you get from it. That is just as addictive as cocaine and heroin. Please, please, please don't give a cell phone to a young child.